Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 8th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting here together today having prepared this message and now sharing with you through this podcast. Thank you for listening. Today's message is titled, I'm Accepted. And the scripture text is Romans 15, verse 7.
Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
As a chaplain, I was visiting the employees in a company that uses a lot of pallet jacks. Pickers, as they're called, dart about the huge warehouse loading pallets. One of the pickers had a large orange sticker plastered on her green jumpsuit that seemed to shout, "Rejected!" The rejected sticker was actually intended for use on boxes of materials that had been rejected. Apparently, a co-worker had placed it on her jumpsuit as a joke, and I don't think she even realized it was there. But it got me thinking, how many people often feel rejected by others? How many have experienced rejection by significant people in their lives? Though they don't wear a visual banner declaring rejected, it's visible in their expressions and their communication, often accompanied by a downward cast. Certainly a lot of people have experienced rejection repeatedly, including some of you listening to this message today. Hear the word carefully. Receive encouragement from the powerful scriptural phrase that we use in today's message. Just as Christ accepted you, you've been accepted. We want to share a story right now. I'm going to have Brooksine read it, by Chris Maxwell, who's a pastor friend of ours who lives in Georgia now, who also, like us, has a writing ministry. I sure appreciated a message he shared using an analogy from the sports world. I believe it will bless Daily Encouragement readers today as well.
A team I play for is going to win. The owner knew I wasn't the best available free agent, but he signed me anyway. He does that for many players. The team strategy is something like this. Whosoever wants to play for us, we will sign. Critics have called our team many names. Failures, scrubs, losers, rejected. But Coach Shepherd says our team name, Sheep, is a good fit. He treats us like we are really his sheep. Our franchise has a promise of guaranteed eternal success. That fact can help us sleep no matter the score of any one game. How do I know the eventual outcome? I read an advanced copy of the press release. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Cursed no longer, cured. Let that be our team.
I appreciate Chris's writing. And since I like sports, that's a great analogy. Well, once again, let's consider the phrase in the daily scripture verse. Just as Christ accepted you. What a glorious truth it is to be accepted by Christ and to become part of his family. Whether or not we have known the acceptance and support of a loving family or faithful friends, when we come to God in faith and repentance, we are accepted. He has said, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." We are all welcome into God's family, and this by His marvelous grace.
Let's pray together. Father, you have shown us through the example of Jesus that we are to accept others in the same way that Christ accepted us. Show us ways that we can effectively reach out to others, especially those who feel rejected by family or by society as a whole. Help us to show them genuine love and to initiate a friendship in the same way that you reached out to many people groups and befriended them through the person of Jesus. As we do this in obedience to your command, and as we are led by Christ's example, Scripture indicates that we bring praise to you, which is truly our heart's desire. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing the prayer, Brooksine, and we do pray for readers today that may, even as you're hearing the message, feel that you are amongst the rejected. May you have an assurance that you're among the accepted. Well, our web ministry is at dailyencouragement.net, and we have a lot of additional material on our website today. For last night was our daughter's graduation. We have several pictures up and reflections on those pictures. I also have a story a friend sent me yesterday, Will Nelkin, another pastor friend from Marin County, California, who sent another humorous skunk story following up on yesterday's message. We have some songs that we placed up, or a song, I should say, that we believe supports the message. Once again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And if you're hearing the podcast on the 8th of June, or actually all through the weekend, that'll just be on the website, the material I'm referring to. Otherwise, just use the archive feature, go back to the message dated June 8th, 2007, and you'll find these materials. Well, have a blessed day today, and actually, entire weekend, my wife whispers, and may you have the assurance, as you trusted in Christ as your Savior, that you have been accepted.